Well, I wanted to begin just by filling in on a couple of points that we hit on the other day. And that was the first one was that the number of avatars really we decided was not that important to put in since it wasn't certain.
Hi, yes. You know, that I also don't know the number of avatars during the cycle. And I don't want that the thing which we don't know, we should just include. That will not be proper. Unless you have got definite information, yes, you should not include anything.
The feeling was that there seemed to be conflicting numbers in Bhava publications now. And I guess to decide on exactly what it is just not possible right now.
Oh, yes. Such things should be just avoided. Because when we don't know, why should we include?
Okay, another thing that I wanted to ask a little more about was Indra. And I think you said that there were forces besides Indra or like...
No, here Indra, you know, really speaking, just like when creation begins. So every soul has to pass through mental world and subtle world, and then grass world. So there are certain souls, they remain there in second plane. And of course they don't come to grass plane. So they are called angels. Now these angels, of course, every angel is in charge of something, just like one is in charge of rain, another is in charge of heat, another is in charge of cold. So all these, you know, they have got different duties. Now Indra is the one, grass-conscious human being, human. So one who does a lot of penance, so he achieves the power, you know, and then afterwards, after he drops his body, he becomes the king of those angels, and he is called Indra. So he gives duty to all these angels, and he remains in a third plane, and he controls all the angels there. So, and then afterwards what happens, this very Indra, after many, many cycles, again he comes in human form, and then he progresses towards God. These angels, they just, after cycles, you know, some of them, they incarnate, they take human form, and they get liberation in one birth. So that is the difference. But Indra has only powers over the angels. He is not the whole soul. Because here those who are on planes, just like one who is on fourth plane. So he is all powerful. He has got the infinite power. So that one who has, who is on plane, you know, he has more power. He can control Indra, he can control everyone. So there is that difference. Indra remains in subtle form. And that's why, you know, in mystic literature, it is said that one who does penance, you know, a lot of penance, particularly for that post of Indra, you know, so he's always disturbed. He's always disturbed because Indra himself, one who is Indra at that time, he does not want that anybody should take his charge, you know.
Okay.
Now here, these angels, it is said, you know, these angels, human beings are better than the angels, you know. Why it is said? Because, you know, they remain in subtle form. They remain in subtle form and they have no consciousness, nothing. They just act according to the instruction given by the king. But here, when you pass through this evolution, then you have that grass consciousness, you can just think about God, this, that. It is not like that. It is not like that. Those angels just they perform the duty and nothing else. Of course, they are in bliss, no doubt about it. But the bliss, though the bliss is there, they cannot enjoy the bliss. Because in order to enjoy bliss, you know, you must also pass through pain. But they don't pass through that. So So, just like when you are in sound sleep, the bliss is there, you know, nothing, no worry, no thought, nothing, you are perfectly free at that time. But do you enjoy that? You don't enjoy. So these angels are also like that. No binding, nothing, you know. So they are in bliss, but they don't enjoy bliss, means they don't know what is bliss, you know. They are always in that state.
So Indra then has he come to be known as the archangel?
He's not archangel. Archangels, they are on sixth plane. Archangels are on sixth plane, and those souls, you know, who remain at that time there, and they don't come into evolution. So they are the archangels.
Okay.
But Indra, of course, Indra is such, only thing that he has power over the angels.
Mm-hmm.
But one who is on fourth plane, all powerful, he is not called Indra, but he is called Kubera. That means the wealth, he has all position, material thing, you know. He has that power.
Mm-hmm.
So he is called Kubera, not Indra.
Mm-hmm.
In the comparison to Kubera, Indra is nothing. And Indra is not in human form. He is in subtle form.
Okay. So, let's see, about the trash can. The people that go to the false masters and consciously are not unburden their samskaras on them, and the false masters take their samskaras, is that beneficial for the persons that are going there?
What happens, you know, it depends upon the faith. If you go to a false saint and you take him as real and your faith is there, then of course this exchange takes place and both of them do not know. So of course, because he deceives, you know, all your sanskaras, bad sanskaras, you just give to him. But these false saints, they have no power to give you faith. So the mind is there. So mind works and the doubts come. And as soon as the doubts are there, you know, all those impressions which give to the false saint, they come back. And not only those impressions, but some other impressions along with that. Because he goes on collecting all those impressions from different people. And it is really very, very difficult. False saints, of course, you know, they cannot hold his followers for a long time. No power. Here, Baba, one who is a perfect master, you know, he knows everything. So suppose he says something to you, and then, of course, it does not appear, just like now this is day, you know, this is night. So your mind starts working, that, you know, this is not night, you know, the master does not know, this is day. So here the master knows that, and there is nothing, you know. You are always safe. But with false sin, if such thing happens, you know, the mind starts working, that, no, he is not here, you know, he is not right. So you just take back your burden from that false saint.
Mm-hmm.
He has no right, you know. Here faith also, it is just a gift from the master. It is not so easy, this mind, with so many reasons and arguments and so many things. You know. How is it possible for any individual to have such a faith, firm faith? It is very difficult. It is only the master who gives that. Gradually, even he creates doubts, he creates suspicion in order to just clear it off. Sometimes he himself gives you doubts, suspicions, all these things. And when they are not there, you know, then your faith becomes firm. So it is the master, it is the gift from the master. False saints, false masters can't do anything, nothing. So no good will be achieved in following the master, false master or false saint. It is just temporary. Here, what happens, different false masters and false saints and false avatars are there. People go to them and they just find some change, you know. Some change is there, so they are attracted. But that attraction is only for the time being, temporary. It cannot long last. Here, whether anything happens or nothing, you know, this faith is such that you just remain all the time, you know, whether whatever you want, it happens or it does not happen, nothing, no concern, because you know that the Master knows everything. And it is the Master, you know, the real one, who just holds you. It is not you, but it is He who does.
In a few of the chapters, we talk about the flames, and in other words, the veil being removed in certain planes, and hearing the word on various planes. And I wonder, you think it would be appropriate to say anything about the souls that are on the planes that are veiled on the planes? You know what I mean? That move through the planes without consciously knowing it.
Yes, it happens. You know, Masters, of course, he takes blindfolded. But nowadays, I just find, you know, a lot of confusion. People tell everyone, you know, such false Masters or saints, you know, they did not know about planes or anything. Nothing. You know. It is only through Baba's explanations. Now everybody is using planes, and then this plane, subtle world, mental world, all these things, you know. And here they say, oh, you are in this plane, as if he is the Master. So here, whatever you just say, that in different planes, you know, it is only Master comes, why he takes human form, why God takes human form. Human form is the most evolved form. And no more evolution is required, you know. So, when you achieve this human form, that means your consciousness is full. But consciousness is full, but here, you know, the bindings are also there. And because of the bindings, you know, you just, those impressions of bindings, you just want to spend. When you want to spend those impressions, you collect new impressions. So you remain bound. Otherwise, the consciousness is full. And you are in that state that you can enter into evolution. But you can't, because of the binding, sanskaras are there. So here, because these sanskaras are there, then again, you know, you just go on utilizing those impressions and collecting new impressions. So it just goes on. And that's why after achieving, when the full consciousness is there, what is the use of taking other birth? But here, because consciousness is full, you cannot take any other form but human form. And that's why reincarnation begins from human form. So in just like, you know, so the Master, the avatar comes. Why he comes in human form? Only to work on grass level. Mostly his work, physical form is required to work on grass level. For subtle and mental world, you know, there is nothing. There is nothing. This is just, you know, thought, and the work is done. Only thing that in grass level he has to exert. His form is utilized to for the work of grass level. And that's why he takes a human form. Now, just like one who is in subtle world. Subtle world, it is not like a grass world. Here, different involvements are there. In subtle world, there is nothing. Only thing that temptations are there. Temptations are there, you know. Desires are there when you are on fourth plane. So the desires are there, but desires, not this physical desires. Subtle desires are there. So up to fourth plane, there is still danger. Danger means you feel tempted, or what happens because of the allurements in the planes, you know. You just remain absorbed. You just forget and remain absorbed, and you don't want to go further. That is there, not involvement, just like in grass world. As soon as you go to mental world, finished. Finished means, then of course you are free. There is no danger, no risk, nothing. So, when his manifestation means, his manifestation in subtle world, it is always there. Not that when he comes in human form, no. It is always there, because in subtle world, he is always there in subtle form. In mental world, he is always there in mental form. Only in grass world, when he comes in physical form, we see him. So, it is just continuous. In subtle world, it is continuous manifestation in subtle form. In mental world, it is a continuous manifestation in mental form. Only in physical world, you know, here, when he comes in physical form, then only we see him, we hear about him. So the manifestation as such, and how much manifestation the grass world will experience? 1% divinity. So that 1% divinity also, it is not easy to experience 1%. 1% divinity you experience when you are free from unnatural impressions. Not all the people experience 1% divinity. Only when unnatural impressions are wiped out, then only you experience 1% divinity through grass consciousness. Not more than that. That means all human beings cannot experience even 1% divinity. They are capable of experiencing, but they can't because of so many impressions. So this 1%, and it is not that when Baba's manifestation will be there, it is not that many will, all the world will just enter into subtle world. No, it is not like this. Only thing that they will be on the straight road. I have written one article, I don't know how did he miss that straight road article, and for that purpose the sketch is also there. The sketch is there, and it is a very, very good article. So here what happens, that the whole world, when his manifestation, total manifestation will be there, so the whole world which is just here and there, it will come on the straight road, facing towards God. That is the push, that is his manifestation. And that, when it will happen, the whole world will, there will be an awakening towards him. And that awakening, that will be the push. Whatever you read, whatever Baba has given, literature, this, that is quite different thing. It is not that through reading or just talking or somebody tells you, you come to Baba, that is not the thing. His work is quite different. Through his work, he is just making, wiping out this unnatural impression. That is quite different. It is not that through reading or this or that you make progress. No. Here, you know, he is wiping out those impressions, unnecessarily impressions, and that's why when you read about him, you are able to understand it. You get meaning, deep meaning, because now you are in the state to understand it. But in order to bring you in that state, of course, all these unnecessary impressions should be wiped out, and that is done only through his work. And that's why so many times Baba has repeated that my work only I can do. No one can do my work. Because his work is quite different. Not that he should meet everyone. No, nothing, you know. He would be in one place, but he would work for the whole, not only this world, but so many innumerable worlds, you know. So it is not he should just meet people and then work. No, that was not the thing. His work was quite different. And through his work, of course, it is just going on all the unnecessary impressions, unnatural impressions. They are just wiping out. And as soon as they are wiped out, then you are in the state to just understand him. Awakening is there towards him. When Baba was there, busy in physical body, you know, why so many people were not there? All followers, now they are coming to him. Why? Because at that time he was working, he did not release that work. As soon as he released the work, action and reaction started, you know, in the world. And when these unnatural impressions, as soon as from particular individual, when it is wiped out, he comes to him. He comes to him. So it is going on. I have given many similes, you know, I don't know why those similes and incidents and different things, they are very, very important about the grass, you know, heap up the grass.
Yeah.
So many similes about that connection, you know, just like telephone and this and that. So many things I had given, but he's going to utilize for other book. Still those similes can be utilized here. children's book, of course, that can be written. All this material can be utilized in different forms. Mm-hmm. But in order to give the correct picture, you know, they are required here in this book.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the souls from the other planets. Is it possible that, that 3/4 of the population would be made up by souls from other planets?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because 18,000 worlds, how many are there, you know? Of course, many come here during this period, but not three-fourths, no. Because 18,000 worlds are inhabited by human beings, so three-fourths of them do not.
You mean three-fourths of our Earth?
It could be, of the Earth, three-fourths of the Earth. That's still a lot of people that would be from souls from other planets.
No, I don't think so. Because 18,000 worlds, and you just 3/4 of 18,000, so many people here. No, that
you know, do you mean 3/4 of the Earth population?
Of the Earth.
It means are 3/4 of the Earth population from other planets.
That's why I say 3/4 of the Earth population, that means they must come from there, 3/4. So, I don't think so. There are many come during this avataric period. Many come, and that's why, because they are very, very intelligent persons. Mm-hmm. But intelligent persons, and that's why the science, you know, it goes to the zenith, extreme, mm-hmm. the progress of science. But it is just all physical thing, material thing, you know. Whatever the progress is there, it is just material. What change will take place? The change will take place in heart, you know. So here, what happened, the scientist, all right, they are progressing. But here, grass world, grass concept, they cannot probe into subtle world. Even astral world, they can't. So there is some limit, you know, when they will feel their own defeat. They will feel their own defeat because of his work, that we cannot go further. For the present, because for everything they want proof, you know. They want proof. But they are, you know, they are just advancing, inventing different things. A time will come when they will say that no more, we can't go further. And here, then they will turn towards God. Now here, so many people, suppose 1,000 people are there. You are the only one who is a scientist. And they just follow, you know, they follow God, and they just talk about God. And you just say that, tell me the proof, you know. But the force of love will be such, you know, that at least, because you have also heart. So through the force of love, you will just think, you know, what I am just thinking, I want just proof, and these people, you know, they just express love and they accept God. There must be something, I am the only person here, you know. But here quite different. All the people, they are just following and they are accepting God, and love is there. And here, you know, I could not bring the world together, you know. And here are these people, you know, they express love with each other, and this, and unity is there, and no selfishness, nothing. Then why I am here, you know? Here, you invent, you know, the weapons for destruction, this and that, but now there is no need for that. There is no need, because they are united, they are expressing love. So it will have an impact on you, because you have also heart, you know. So your heart will be touched, and then change will take place. But this physical science, material science, you know, it should not be associated with spirituality. It is good, you know, for material good, you know. Material good, science, arts, everything. But it depends how you use it. And how you use it, that means your motive should be there, you know. So you are a scientist, and of course you invent something. If your motive is good, you know, that of course for the good of the people I must create, they are just children of God, you know. with that motive, if you create something, it has the meaning. Your heart is also changed and it is beneficial to others. But through science, of course, in spirituality, no, there is no progress. No progress. No progress at all. Because how can you make any progress? But if you just realize, yes, there is something, you know, you accept God and you do something good for the humanity, of course it is useful on grass plane. On grass plane. But this science and other thing, Baba has said that I will blend science and arts together and this and that and new change will be there. That is means when your heart is changed, of course you come together and without, you know, love, arts has no value at all. Art has no value without love. When you have love, you know, the expression of love you see in the art. But if there is no love, it is just dry. It becomes dry. Singers, you see, you know, how many devoted they remain. They have that love, that expression. Then only the beauty is there. Otherwise, no beauty. No beauty. So science and art and all this, all in physical world. Baba also talked about energy. That America is full of energy. What energy? The energy shadow of that energy, you know. Now you are utilizing, America is utilizing that energy. So it should be channelized towards good cause. He has said this. It does not mean that energy, of course, you progress towards spirituality. No. Only when that energy is there and that love is created in you for God, then it is useful. And that's why he says that I will channelize this energy towards God. But this energy has no meaning, of course. Because just like you are here, you know, you can just full of love, can you talk or this or love people, you know. So here, though you are a scientist, and if you can do that, of course, it is useful. It is useful, you know. Anyone who has that love, then of course, he is useful.
So really the... When Baba's manifestation takes place, total manifestation, and the new humanity begins to evolve on its path, then the new humanity will blend culture, art, science, religion.
That's right. Here, what will happen, you know, all these unnatural and unnecessary sanskaras, they will be wiped out from the world. And when they are wiped out, the world will be on the straight road. And when the world will be on the straight road, that awakening will be there towards God. And because that awakening is there, then where is the question of selfishness? Where is the question of greed, you know? So all these jealousy and all these things. So all these things, you know, will be unnecessary sanskaras. Unnatural sanskaras means what? Unnatural sanskaras of selfishness. Greed, power, jealousy, all these unnecessary sanskaras, when they are wiped out, then of course there will be peace. Why there is no peace? Because of this, all these unnatural impressions of greed, anger, lust, then selfishness, mostly selfishness, greed, jealousy. Why, you know, one country self-sufficient, most powerful, why that country, you know, just... producing all these weapons to destroy another country. It is because of the fear. So those impressions of fear, jealousy, selfishness, they will be wiped out. When they will be wiped out, the brotherhood will be there. Brotherhood will be there. And that will be the new humanity. New humanity will be quite, it is only through his work. Not that just like I was with Baba, so I am doing something. No, it is only through his work. Our people, you know, people of the world, they just read about Baba and this. It has no meaning, I tell you. It is only through his work all these unnatural impressions are wiped out. Even if the whole world, you know, come together and just talk about Baba, what will happen? Whether anybody has power to wipe out one impression? No, but here that man, Mohammed Mast, at Mehrabad, is sitting there. His 1 second work means he can just wipe out the impressions, you know. So his 1 second work is in comparison, you know. His 1 second work, 1 second work of Mohammed the Mast, you know, in comparison to the work of the whole world for Baba, is nothing. You know. His 1 second work is so important because he can wipe out the impression. Here we can't. We can't do that. So this is the difference, and that's why this will happen only through his work. Of course, everybody will become instrumental. Instrumental in the sense that when you just spread his name, his love, of course you will be benefited. You will be benefited by that because it is your duty to work for him. So when he says that do my work means how compassionate he is, that he allows you to share in his work. It is his compassion. It is not that you are obliging him, but he is obliging you to ask you that do my work, share my work. Nobody can share, you know, at least, but you just take part in it. So you just make him happy because he is the real one, he is the truth, you know. And when you just talk about the truth, of course, must be pleased. So it is the thing. And not through, I just make it very clear that not through reading or this or going here, there, for just spreading his name. Of course, it is a good thing for you. But the awakening will be there only through his work which he has done and which he has released.
Yeah, released.
Yes.
Okay, another question on the manifestation. In the final declaration, you mentioned the different stages, and I think that in the text we talked about the humiliation and manifestation, glorification, the and the stabbing in the back, the strange disease. Did you want to be any more specific on that?
Now humiliation. It is just what happens. Just I say, I follow Baba. I follow Baba, so I must follow his command. I must follow his command. But what I do, you know, I don't follow his command. That is not his humiliation. The world accepts God. Yes, God is there. Most of the people of the world, maybe there may be few who don't believe, but most of the people of the world, they accept God. When they accept God, what is the duty? Duty is to follow God. But they are not following. So it is his humiliation. Even here, you know, just like I wrote one article, it is not there. A father, you know, has 4 children, and father goes away for many years. You know, he's out. And then the children grow up. And when father comes, and father tells them that, oh, children, I am your father. Say, you are my father? No. Our father, you know, has just left us so many years ago. You are not. But I tell you, I was the one, you know, who went out and I have come back. So the children, no, we can't believe. Just you prove that you are our father, you know. What a humiliation for him, for the father, you know. But the father is so loving, so compassionate, that then he explains, all right, children, don't accept me as my father. But, you know, I have come here to help you. I am helping you. Don't accept me. Don't say father. Whatever, you just take, you know, take me as your friend or brother or anyone. But, you know, I have come to help you. And he helps. He helps. He goes on helping and bestowing his love. And a day comes when the children realize, yes, he was our father. So it takes time, but how much compassion he has to exercise for that. So here humiliation, when he has declared, he has said, so many are there, you know. So here, when they say that we accept and they don't follow, that is humiliation. All these false saints, here the reality, the truth is there. And this, all these false saints, the masters, you know, they have come up and they say, I am so and so, I am the avatar, I am the perfect master. It is his humiliation. And how many people, they have got a big following, you know. Big following, so many people, they follow you. So when they follow, what happens, you know, it is his humiliation that they just leave the real one and they follow the false one. So it is his humiliation. Now after humiliation, what is there?
The breaking of the silence.
Yes. Yes. Breaking of the silence, I told you that he broke his silence in the beginning and uttered that word. That word, God is indivisible. And that's why each one has that word in it. It is because of that word, the creation, the evolution and involution is there. Because of that word in each one, who am I? Do you hear that, who am I? No, that word is working. That word is working there. But what happens, that force of the word, it is diminished because of the accumulation of unnecessary impressions. So that force is much less, you know. And in someone, in many people you just find in the world, you know, that force is not there, covered by all the force of all these unnatural impressions. Natural process is not there. So, when he came this time, and when he found, you know, that, of course, that word, the expression is not there, the force is less, you know, he observed silence. He observed silence. Now that silence in the beginning which he broke, now there is no question of breaking the silence, it is to be heard, that word is to be heard. Now when he observed this apparent silence, why? In order to speed up, just wipe out this unnatural impressions and speed up the force of that word. You know. So here, when this is done means all these unnatural impressions are wiped out, and again that word gets the speed, you know, that force, who am I? And evolution, it goes towards the right direction. Then it will be considered to breaking up his apparent silence. That apparent silence he observed in order to break. And that apparent silence, it was for his work. He released the work, and the result of that work will signify breaking up his silence. Now, after that, breaking up silence.
And then uttering the word.
Yes. Uttering the word means actually that word will get that speed, you know. Again, that force will be there, who am I? That means towards the right direction. People will just go towards the right direction, towards that word himself. That will be the uttering of the word. Yes, already uttered in the beginning. It is now to be heard. And because it was just, the speed was not there, the force was not there, because of the unnatural impressions, he observed silence. Now, he is bringing that state here, again that force of the word will be there in each one. And that will be considered as uttering of that word.
The who am I? The soul answers the who am I question through the I am through the kingdoms, through the fish and etc.
Yes, it's all through. Of course, here in every, just like you are there, but that word is working. But you don't say who am I? Who am I? Why? Because the word itself is silence. So, but the silence works. You know, that word is silent, and the silence works. And what is that work? Who am I? That urge is there in that word, who am I? But it is silent. But the speed is there, and because of that speed, the progress is there in evolution and involution.
So the word is answered by the level of consciousness, right?
Yes, consciousness, but when the final answer, the correct answer, the right answer will be when the word itself will say, I am God.
So at certain points then the answers, I am man, I am woman, gross conscious, and I am answered, I am subtle.
Subtle, subtle, mental. But here, just like, you know, stone form. Stone form, of course, there is no thinking. There is no thinking, you know. It is very rudimentary. Stone, of course, does not think, you know. Thinking starts from this insect form. So, but that thinking means it cannot even be called the thinking, you know. Actually, thinking is in human form. You can think, you know. But here in other form, that thinking, it is of different type. Just what you call instinct. In any animal form, you find the instinct, you know. And they don't know, they don't think like human being. That because of the instinct, they do certain things, you know. But thinking starts only in human form. So, yes. So here, that thinking is there, but it is not the right thinking. Now, one must think that he is God. So there is only one thought, one thinking. It is indivisible. So all these thinking, different types of thinking, when they are wiped out, and you will have only one thought. Only one thought and no other thought, and that thought, I am God. So when no other thoughts are there, no desires are there, nothing, only you are there. So just like, who am I? One thought. The answer is, I am God. Only one thought, and there will be no other thought. That means no impression, nothing impressionless. And that will be the right impression, the correct indivisible impression. And that is eternal, continuous. Because we have got so many thinking, innumerable thinkings, innumerable imaginations, all these, you know, divisions are there. When all these divisions are wiped out, only one remains there, only one imagination. That is infinite imagination, infinite thought. That answer is there. The word itself will say, will experience that I am God. And the whole thing, you know, this illusion, of course it is illusion. Here you find manyness in illusion. But in God there is only oneness. That means only one thought, I am God, that one experience.
But that's only reached at seventh
time. Seventh time. But before that, of course, you have to experience the nothing also. The nothing, that vacuum.
We were talking about the fifth plane there the other day, mental consciousness. And I wondered that in the book there, we say that to hear the word audibly entering nirvana, the sound of the soul.
Yes, yes. That is called Brahmanad. You hear that word, sound of that word on fifth plane, but you don't become the word. That is the difference. You know? You just hear the word and you remain absorbed, but you don't become the word. You see God. That is different. But you don't become the God in the sixth plane. You see God. Still, duality is there. You hear the sound of that word, but you don't become the word. In seventh plane, you become the word.
Is the sound of the word, is that the answer to who am I on the sixth plane? The sound of the word?
No. That sound means, that is the original sound. You know, original sound, of course, here, whether in order to explain this, who am I and I am God, we just use words, you know. That word is quite different, that sound is quite different. So that sound, whatever sound is there in that word, you know, you just hear that sound, but you don't become the sound. That difference is there. That is not the answer. The sound of that word you hear. But when you become that word, then only you know, you experience that you are God. That is not the answer. That is not the answer on fifth plane when you hear the sound. When you become the word, then only you get the answer. But whether it is clear to you?
Yeah, the remember we said that when the subtle, eventually the subtle sanskaras have gone and mental consciousness, and you hear om, and it's an emptiness.
Here you can say that just like here, you know, you don't hear the sound of that word. That word is working, but you don't hear the sound of that word. But on fifth plane, you hear the sound of the word in question form.